on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our discussion today with Pastor Chatfield. You mentioned Ronald Reagan, supply side economics. George H.W. Bush called it voodoo economics. Basically, Perry Johnson was the first candidate out of the gate that was 47-47. And Pastor Chatfield, if you could move your headset just a little bit away from your mic, I'm getting feedback of my voice. I greatly appreciate it. Bottom line, he created the elimination of income tax as his main platform. Mike Cox agreed with him and ran on it. John James wants to reduce income tax. He does not want to eliminate it. Family of four, Pastor Chatfield, family of four, husband and wife with two children. Their median income is roughly $112,512. 4.25% of that gross income represents $4,747 in savings that they would get in their paychecks. And by the way, that could pay the tuition for both of their children to attend Northern Michigan Christian Academy. They would spend it. They would save it. They would pay down credit cards every single year. Not only that, it'll bring back millionaires to our state. He and Pastor Ralph Rebant are working on a plan called reverse migration. New Yorkers, Sean Hannity and many others, left New York because of high taxes. Many more are leaving because of Madame's 10% surcharge for the city of New York City's SUR income tax. He's adding to the 8% they're already paying. As a result, they've all moved to Florida. Well, Perry Johnson and Ralph Rebant want those New Yorkers to reverse migrate to Michigan and to buy summer homes and live here in the summer to avoid the hot heat of Florida. They have got plans to drive this population growth, to get money back in people's pockets, and eliminate property taxes for anybody who's on Medicare. If you are on Medicare, they're going to eliminate your property taxes right out of the gate. Then they are going to legislatively put it on the ballot. Instead of signatures like Carla Wagner was doing with Axe My Tax, they're not going to do it with signatures. They're going to do a legislative referendum initiative by the state reps and the state senators to put it on the ballot for 2028 to eliminate property taxes for the entire state. He's going to fund it by doing an audit. He's a financial efficiency expert, and he's going to go into every bureaucratic agency and department. He's going to cut the budget back down to where Rick Snyder left it when he handed it off to Gretchen Whitmer, $58 billion a year. He's going to chop $30 billion out of Gretchen Whitmer's last budget she just passed. They got a plan. And I'm going to tell you, John James doesn't have anything like this laid out, not on his website. He hasn't been talking about it. He doesn't have a plan. Perry is a business guy just like Donald Trump. And that's why I'm voting for him.
Well, good. I'm for it. However, reality is going to set in here eventually. You got to get votes. This is the same discussion we had in 2016.
Yes, it is.
When President Trump's going to do this, that, and the other, I kept saying, you've got to have... I mean, this is you're going to change the law? Then the legislature has got to pass these things. I'm all for everything you just said. Say, I'm going to do this, that, and the other. Well, you got to get the votes in the legislature to do it. That's our system. That is our system. Now, I will grant you this, and this is not all good. It's not all bad. President Trump has done more has exerted more executive power than virtually any president that I can in my lifetime. Even as much as Barack Obama, he exerts a lot of executive authority. However, I'm not sure that's all good, because our Constitution is set up in such a way that one branch makes the laws, one branch enforces the law, and one branch interprets the law. You just can't, well, I'm going to do this, that, and the other. Okay, I'm for it. Good, I'll vote for it. But, you know, when you have such a slim majority now in the State House of Representatives, and you don't have any majority in the Senate right now, man, you got to get support for these things.
Well, here's how that's going to happen. Let me just expand on it again. His bus tour right now is called Save the Ticket. His money in his campaign is going to help Mike Rogers win the U.S. Senate seat. They're going to take back the state Senate. We might even grow, according to recent polling in some of the House districts downstate, we might even grow our majority in the House. And he's already said, if the legislature won't put the elimination of property taxes on the ballot for 2028 presidential election, I'm going to primary challenge those Democrats with other Democrats. I'll go into Detroit. If you don't support eliminating property taxes, I will find another Democrat to replace you with one that will tell the people, vote for me and I will eliminate your property taxes with Governor Perry Johnson. He's already told me the plan.
Okay.
He's going to flip seats in Detroit if necessary to get this on the ballot so that we can fix this state once and forever. Could you imagine if we had no state income tax and we had no property taxes and everything was funded at the county level? County Road Commission fixing the roads in your county, the County Board of Commissioners taking care of the schools, police, fire, taking care of all the services government needs to provide at a county level, not Lansing. Can you imagine the type of government we will have in this state?
Yes, but I'm just more realistic, I think, Randy. I'm just more realistic. We live in a divided country, and Michigan is a divided state. We are really a purple state.
We're not. Whoa. You need to go to the website 10xvotes.com. I sent you the link. 1.7 million Republicans have been identified as being low propensity voters going all the way back to 2018. They are there. They're only Republicans in that database. Go to that website, Pastor Chatfield, create an account, and start typing in names of people you know in your church. People that go to your church every Sunday, type their name in there and see if they're on that list. They have got to vote on Tuesday.
And they should vote, absolutely.
This is a red state. When you subtract 1.7 million Republicans that have been identified as being low propensity voters, that's the problem. We have acquiesced our civic duty and haven't voted in every election. Shame on the people that are on that list. Go to it and type in Randy Bishop, Antrim County. I'm not on it because I vote in every election, even millages. I got myself put on a permanent absentee voter ballot list. I get a ballot mailed to me by my township clerk every election. School millages, it doesn't matter. We have got to do this. We have got to get the people to turn out, and we have got to do this year, because I got to tell you, I'm going to declare something right now on the radio. God, listening to what I'm about to say, if Jocelyn Benson wins in November, I'm selling my house. I'm selling everything we own. I'm selling the radio station, and Vicky and I are leaving the state of Michigan. I'm telling you that. I'm not leaving the country. I'm leaving Michigan, because this will be California. Jocelyn Benson will have $100 billion budget her second year in office. We're at 86, 88 right now. She will get it up to about 94. Her second one, we will be over $100 billion a year to fund Lansing. I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm out of here. And I'm telling you, this radio station will be sold. This show will be gone. We will be out of here. Vicky will resign as Antrim County Clerk, and we're gone. I'm not going to spend another day. January 1st of 2027, we will not be residents of Michigan. That's how fast I'm going to make it happen. Because the future of this state is too critically important. And if we don't get people out of the pews and into the polling places, if we don't get hunters voting in November, forget baiting your deer blind. You've got to vote. There's no reason you can't vote 9 days before November 3rd, after bow season, heading into rifle season. There's no reason for you deer hunters not to vote this year. That's how critically important this is, Pastor Chatfield.
I know it's important. I'm not going to say what
it's critical.
Said,
it is gonna. Critical.
God has put me where he's put me until I get the peace of God to leave. I'm not leaving. And that's just not, I'm not made up like that. And yep. I do think you're wrong when you say that this is a red state. This is a divided state. That, to me, that's just pretty obvious, Randy. This is a red state. I mean, excuse me, a purple state. And I didn't really want to go off on modern politics as much, except to say this. During primary seasons, let me just back up. Voters remember this: the primaries, the way we have them now, they really didn't come into existence much until the 1960s. Before the 1960s, nominations were settled in what was proverbially called smoke-filled rooms by party leaders. They picked up what they thought would be the best, strongest candidate. And that's who got the nomination. The progressive movement, which started at the beginning of the 20th century, eventually came to politics in the latter 1950s and 1960s and 1970s, where everything was decided by primaries. So I don't have a lot of quotations from what one Republican said about another Republican in 1948 concerning a nomination, but they were decided at the conventions. They were decided by delegates. They weren't decided by voters. That's just the way it used to work. It doesn't work like that as much today. For good or for bad, I'll let you decide. But my point was this: don't worry about everything that you hear. Lying, liberal, loser. I like the way that rolls off my. But I don't think John James is a lying liberal loser. I'm not saying he's the best candidate or not. But I'm saying this. We're all going to vote. And I'm going to vote for the Republican, whoever gets the nomination. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I got a lot of different quotes of how people insult each other, which I don't like, but it is the nature of politics.
Absolutely. Short break. Final segment of our discussion today. Pastor Chatfield, I'm Chuck Randy. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show. and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Pastor Chatfield, do you have your headset on or are you using it as a phone, holding it up to your ear? Your mute button is still muted. I tried to hail you during the break, but you didn't hear me and the microphone is still muted. There we go. Are you using your headset?
Headset.
Okay, go ahead on the side of your phone volume. I need you to turn the volume down so as I'm talking so you can just barely hear me because I'm getting reports, text messages. We had echoing reverberating through your headset speaker of my microphone, and I had an echo going. So I want to make sure we get that fixed. Final thoughts before we move into the close for what you were saying about the history lesson.
I just want to say, I have this phone the way I have it every single week. I don't know why that happens sometimes. Phone was always down. Anyway, okay, that's just the way that is. Here's my point. Don't take everything so personal, especially during primary elections. I don't. I've learned. I just can't do that. Well, this guy said this about my candidate. Oh, that's what you do in politics. I don't like politics for that portion of politics. It is the way it is, though. I mean, here's something that Thomas Jefferson said about Adams and when they were running. He said this to a newspaper. He said, John Adams, quote, a blind, bald, crippled, toothless man who is a hideous, hermaphroditic character with neither the force and fitness of a man nor the gentleness and sensibility of a woman. Okay. That's kind of rather.
Thomas Jefferson said that about John James or John Adams.
John Adams. Now he said it through a proxy. Yeah, but that was him. That is just kind of the way it is. Harry Truman said this about Eisenhower. The general doesn't know any more about politics than a pig knows about Sunday. Lyndon Johnson said this. Concerning Gerald Ford, he wasn't running against him, but Jerry Ford is so dumb that he. Okay, I'm gonna read it. Jerry Ford is so dumb that he can't fart and chew gum and chew gum at the same time. It's the first. I've never thought I used such coarse language on this program. I mean, people say things like this. This is just what it's about in politics.
Yeah.
And so don't take everything so personally. I don't like this about this. I don't. God is my record. I don't go around insulting people. General rule, I don't insult people. It goes against my character. I kind of like people. And when I get insulted, I say, why would you insult me like that? Now, some people, it just rolls off their tongue. And by the way, the chief insulter, the best insulter of all time is Donald Trump. Yep. And he insults people. I wish he wouldn't do that, but he does it. And evidently, obviously, a lot of people like it because he's been elected twice or maybe three times. Whatever.
Depending
he's been
on
elected
you. Well, so you know, the thing of it is that people need to understand. People use negative attacks in politics because history has proven they work.
It's right.
I hate to
That's
say
true.
It, but it works. You know, one of the most famous one ever in Michigan politics, recent history, Greg McMaster running against Wayne Schmidt to replace Howard Walker. He only ran for one term. He voted for right to work, but he voted to expand the compact for Healthy Michigan. Called me. I was setting up for an event in Gaylord, and he said, Randy, I wanted you to be the first to know I'm not running for re-election. So if you want to run again, go for it. I didn't want to run. We were doing the radio. Things were happening. Greg McMaster ran against Wayne Schmidt, was leading until about 3 weeks before the election. And Greg McMaster's mother came out and endorsed Wayne Schmidt. And that attack ad that they did on him literally cost him the primary election. Negative attack ads by Wayne Schmidt's campaign made him a state senator for two terms. That's a fact.
You know, I don't want to be, I would never want to be elected that badly that I would do that. I wouldn't do it. I don't think I would if I know myself. I don't want to be elected that bad. I'm not going to do that. I would try to make some, you know, arguments for my policies and not use the lying liberal loser. But it's kind of funny. I only look at that and think it's kind of funny. But part of me is saddened by the state of politics. But it is what it is. So I cannot change it on my own. But neither is it completely new. But what is more new is the idea that people would insult people and stab people in the back, and a lot of backroom insults have been going on in politics, you know, ever way back, go way, 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 way back to the Greek Empire and so in the Roman Republic and so on. I mean, I had to read the book Machiavellian Politics, The Prince Machiavelli. Politics is dirty business, just is, and always has been. But I wish we could go back to arguing about policy, but I just wanted to tell all your listeners, say, don't take everything so personally. You know, we definitely want new leadership. The other side, we don't want more of that, but we'll do the best we can.
Amen. Amen. What are you going to be talking about church on Sunday from 11 to noon?
It is the Lord. It is the Lord. That's what Peter said when they were rowing in and Jesus was on the shoreline cooking fish. It is the Lord. How do you know if it is of the Lord? That's kind of the topic. That's the passage I will use. It is the Lord. How do you know when God is leading you and directing you that God is in something? How do you know? So that's what I'm preaching on.
Amen. Excellent. Any particular scripture in mind that you're going to want people to turn their Bibles to?
Last chapter of John, but that's where I'll start. There'll be a bunch of scripture.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, again, as a public service, if you can't make it in person, we carry it as a public service on Sundays, 11 to noon, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church on M68, halfway between Lansing and Burt. What's the city there? Indian River.
Indian River.
Yep. Right. Burt Lake is what I was trying to say. Very good, sir. Appreciate the conversation. And I'm going to send you another link. I challenge you to find a donate button on this website.
Okay. All right.
We'll be back. Third and final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life.